This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. 101 traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide and illuminate your life. Today I have a beautiful tradition jointly reported by Bukhari and Muslim, and of course it is also recorded by other collectors of traditions. It's a beautiful hadith narrated on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, one of the companions of the Prophet who accompanied him for 10 years. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَ فَيَرْجِعُ ثَنَانِ وَيَبْقَ مَعُ وَاحِدِ يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَ عَمَلُهُ. Three companions accompany the deceased. I have avoided the person or male or female. I wanted to make it applicable to everybody, so I translated it. A free translation, accompany the deceased. Two of them return and only one of them remain. Their family, wealth, and works follow them, the deceased. However, the family and wealth return and their works remain with the deceased, whether male or female, young or old. Narrator is Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. We have already reviewed his biography before. And a source Bukhari and Muslim. This is a hadith jointly reported by Bukhari and Muslim, as we mentioned, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik. It's a critical hadith that reminds us of the reality of life, the life we are living in this world. It teaches us to organize our priorities, meaning to get our priorities in order and focus on what really matters. All of us human beings need family and wealth and possessions to live. Nobody can avoid. These are essential for our survival, and we should never neglect. We should never neglect our family or wealth or possessions. They are our companions. They make our life comfortable for us. However, these companions can be either a boon or a curse for us. They can be a blessing, or they can be a source of destruction for us. They can be a boon for us as long as they help us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, however, our family, our wealth and possessions distract us from the remembrance of Allah, then they become our enemies in the next life, the eternal life, the abiding life, enduring life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us what the disbelievers would say to him on the day of judgment. They will say, "Shagalatina amwaluna wa ahluna fastaghfir lana." Our wealth and family distracted us from remembering you, so forgive us. Of course, therefore, we are reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah." وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Well, you who believe, Let not your wealth and children distract you from the remembrance of Allah. Whoever does so, they indeed are the losers. Therefore, let us know that when we die and move on to the next world, nothing of our wealth or children would benefit us, except the prayers and good works of our family, if we have trained them, mentored them by the values of Islam, inshallah, we can hope they pray for us, and the good works we did in our lifetime, and also the ongoing charity, the knowledge we have passed on, the charities and endowments we set up. Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when neither wealth nor children will help, except for him who comes to Allah with a sound heart. And we will be told then, Allah will tell us, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. You have come to us individually, as individuals, as we created you the first time, leaving behind you everything we gave you. The above hadith that we cited explains the above verse. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ gives us some good news as well as a warning. The good news is that we will benefit from our family and wealth only as long as they become our assets for eternal life. Otherwise, they will also abandon us to our grave. And the only companion we can count on in our grave is our good works. The Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْدَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. When a person dies, all of their works cease to exist, except three, an ongoing charity they have set up, knowledge they have passed on, or a righteous offspring who shall pray for them. Our companions in this world can either be our friends or foes in the next world. أَلَخِلَّا يَوْمَيْدٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On that day, you mean the day of judgment, friends will be enemies of one another except for the righteous. Hence Allah warns us about our family. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. Or you who believe, indeed some of your spouses and children are enemies to you, so beware of them. How they become our enemies? They become our enemies if they distract us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like family, our craving for wealth and possessions can also be a distraction. Allah says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Your obsession to amass more and more will distract you until you go down to your graves. Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah said, one of the pious elders accompanied a funeral. After seeing the body being lowered to the grave, he said to himself, I see that you took nothing with you except three pieces of cloth. You amassed so much wealth, but you took nothing of that except three pieces of cloth. Then he said to himself, if Allah allows me to return safely home, I will send forward from my wealth something that would be in my grave with me as my companion. And he did so. Lessons from the hadith is, death is an inevitable fact. Nobody can escape it. So therefore, we must be always prepared to meet death. We should never allow our love of family or wealth or job or profession or status to distract us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never forget that the only dependable companion for us in our grave is our good works. So we must focus on increasing the legacy of good works. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.